What's up, family? It is Memes That Can Save the World here, coming to you from the Propaganda Factory. Thank you for joining us on our Saturday weekend edition. Today is the day of protest. We are April 5th. It is currently about 12:30 Central Standard Time. And, you know, as part of this propaganda machine, I promised y'all that I would be 100% honest. I wanted to go to the protest in my state today, but unfortunately, I was on call at work, and they called me, and I had to be there for 4 a.m. You know, I love to fight the machine. I love to be resistive, subversive, all the things, but just like you, just like all the working class folk that are going to be listening to this, I have a family to support. I have to put food on the table. I have people's lives who I am responsible for. And so I have to perform in a certain way. Does that mean that we cannot still push forward on all fronts? Absolutely not. And when it comes to this protest, frankly, I'll be 100% honest again, because why else would I be speaking to you if my intention was to lie? When it comes to these protests, frankly, I don't see what's going to come from this in any way, shape, or form. And believe me, I'm all about the steps to radicalization. I am all about, you know, giving people small acts to make them feel like they're involved. But in this situation, with a 50-state protest, it is just, in my opinion, too dispersed. There is nothing that will come from all 50 states having protests in different locations. It is really just an act of performance. And I know this is going to hurt feelings, and I'm sorry. It is very unfortunate. But performance is not going to save us against the fascism that we face. Performance is not going to bring the price of any grocery down now that we're paying 34% more for everything. And so that's why, at least in my opinion, and let me be clear again, I do not have all the answers. I am simply a person in a coalition pushing an organization towards a certain goal. I don't have the right answers. I just have what I think is effective based on my studies of theory and based on what goals we're trying to achieve. And so for me, when I want people to get involved, I want to make it as simple and effortless as possible. I don't want it to be performance, and I want people to see something tangible immediately. Waving signs to traffic may be tangible, but there's no result. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, but there's no result to come from it. Outside of a coordinated march on Washington, a multi-million person march on Washington, there is nothing that a 50-state dispersed protest can do. And so again, that's why we at the Propaganda Factory are making sure that we are providing our supporters and our listeners with something tangible that they can use to fight back. We are creating not performance, but products, propaganda, content. We are creating it in a way so that you can be supplied with the talking points that you need to take on all of the MAGAs in your life, to take on all the Elon simps in your life, and to combat the propaganda that has colonized their brains. We are actively providing you with the tools to help decolonize our fellow workers. And so with that, we are doing it in a way to make money. And with that money, we will purchase the tools that we need in order to attain the goals that we seek to enact. With that being said, at least in my opinion, that is what will make the movement more sustainable. And that is why I will never in my life get on here and support a call to action for everyone to take to the streets unless we are actually getting something done. Going and waving signs is not doing anything. And that's why I, like I said, I will never get on here and say, hey, go wave signs. Because right now, fundamentally, it is the most dangerous time for you to use your First Amendment right. Does that mean that you should comply in advance? No, that is in no way what I am saying. What I am saying is that if we are going to take these risks and expose ourselves, we need to make sure that we're doing it at decisive times and not just frivolously. Because the right that we may have taken for granted in the past is being slightly constricted. And so we just need to make sure that the events that we are putting ourselves in harm's way are worth it. Even if nothing bad happens today, every person that is going out is being cataloged by Donald Trump's government, by Elon's AI, the facial recognition, the combing of the social media profiles. You're putting yourself on a target list if you are not already on one already. And it is unfortunate. And that is not compliance in advance. That is just being decisive with the actions that we take, at least in my opinion. Again, I do not have all the answers. Some people want to get active, but the activity that they deem acceptable will bear no fruit. And that is the only reason why I just cannot, in good faith, advocate for us to go do that. The only reason I was going to go myself is because as a creator and as someone who is now reporting on the news to you, shaping reality, not only for you, but the malleable MAGA brains. For me, I wanted to speak to people and frankly ask them straight to their face, what did they think that this was accomplishing? What goals did they want to see enacted and try to bring them aboard? It was a dangerous game because frankly, I am not doxxed. And so the way that I would have approached them would have just been as a person. And I would have not been able to put any sort of video content out from it because, again, I'm not doxxed as an individual. One day it will happen, especially with the way things are going now. But I will, you know, I have to continue to maintain a professional career and I have to continue to operate until this can become the full thing. And our movement is moving. It's going very quickly. And so I see that. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And once we can get at least to the point where not only I can be full-time because I'm with the contractor system, that's really setting up the basis for bringing on more people full-time as well as the other benefits that, you know, potential employment can offer. You know, it starts with contracting, but then it can evolve into other things. And then not only that, but what we will be providing, it's just going to be a fundamentally different thing than what the way that business is done traditionally in America. With that being said, again, this is Memes That Can Save the World coming to you from the Propaganda Factory. Thank you for your time on this beautiful Saturday. And please stay safe, stay subversive, and cover up all your skin if you are participating in any outdoor protests. Because you do not want to get combed by the AI and end up getting picked up and disappeared because Donald Trump's America is not the America that we grew up in. And we fundamentally need to realize that. It's not compliance in advance. It is being decisive. It is using your head and making sure that you are in it for the long run and not just the quick roundup. So again, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Memes That Can Save the World from the Propaganda Factory. Liquidate the billionaires. Liberate.